This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. After reaching an agreement with all the Christian denominations, the British charity The Halo Trust has embarked on a project to clear mines and unexploded ordnance from one of the most sacred Christian sites in the world, where Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. The chief executive of The Halo Trust, Major General James Cowan, spoke to me earlier about this project.
We're very excited by it. We think it holds huge symbolism. We're all conscious of just what an important location it is. It's a great sadness that the site of the baptism of Christ should be mined, should exclude people from it, that these churches representing the Roman Catholic Church and other churches, Eastern churches, should have been denied to Christians and other visitors for such a long period of time. We've been working very hard with the Israelis, with the Palestinians, and with all the Christian denominations to agree a plan, agree that this is a good thing to do. And we've now managed to secure all three of the great religions of the West, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, to approve this plan. So we're very excited by the prospects.
Was it very difficult to get that approval, given the sensitivities, particularly between not just different religions, but between the different Christian denominations in the Holy Land and the divisions that are often there?
Well, Halo has a lot of experience of working on these sorts of projects. We've cleared Buddhist temples in Cambodia. We've cleared the minarets of Herat in Afghanistan. We've cleared an Orthodox monastery in Kosovo. But we're all conscious of how sensitive the politics on the West Bank are. But in fact, everyone has worked in a very positive way to achieve this. And I would applaud the Israelis. I would applaud the Palestinians. And the great ecumenical cooperative spirit shown by the various Christian denominations has been very uplifting. And in fact, there hasn't been a huge amount of negativity surrounding this project. It's been a very positive experience.
Tell us a little bit more about the buildings on this site. I gather there's seven, not just their religious significance, but also their archaeological and historical significance.
Yeah, the site is one that was denied and then slightly reopened for the visit of the Pope. They cleared a route down to the river itself. But that location, which is now cleared, is very small. The vast majority of the area, covering around 1 million square metres, remains mined. And it's covered in anti-tank mines, it's covered in anti-personnel mines, the churches themselves are booby-trapped, and then the area was fought over, so there's lots of unexploded remnants of war, artillery rounds, mortar rounds, etc. The churches were built actually during the British Mandate in the interwar period. So the site itself is very, very ancient, but the churches are of more modern construction. And they've been denied use really since the end of the Six-Day War, so 50 years ago.
It's not that widely known just how much this area is mined. I mean, you say that even on this fairly small site, there's thousands of unexploded ordnance.
That's right. I mean, there's a huge number of mines. And because the Israeli army kept fairly good records, we know precisely how many. But there are lots of other minefields across the West Bank and in Gaza. You know, this is a part of the world that we all know has been subjected to numerous wars since the end of the Second World War. And of course, both sides put in place defensive means to stop the other side getting at them. And minefields are a means of blocking access, denying a potential enemy a means of reaching other parts of the West Bank. So that's why it's mined. What is so lovely is the possibility of now opening this up and returning it to its proper use.
Do you predict that once it is demined, that this site will become a major place of pilgrimage for Christians around the world because of its association with the baptism of Jesus? I mean, I know there's already some pilgrims coming there, but it could become much bigger, presumably.
It absolutely could. And what it will allow is, instead of having rather one small, narrow point of reaching the River Jordan, there will be multiple points, and really each of the denominations will have the chance to approach the river. But I think there's a broader symbolism to this, because at a time when in the rest of the world sites of historic and religious significance are being destroyed, we are going to be restoring one, and not just any old one of the great sites of Christianity being restored to its proper purpose. So I think that's hugely important. And next year happens to be the 20th anniversary of Princess Diana's famous walk through a minefield in Angola. She was a great supporter of the Halo Trust, and the 20th anniversary of that walk through that minefield is also the 20th anniversary of her death. And so it's very important for Halo to draw attention to our global campaign to rid the world of landmines. And we think that because the baptism site is of such importance to Christians around the world, and they will rally to this cause and want to support us. The hard work really begins now. We need to raise $3 million, and we would ask the Roman Catholic Church and indeed Christians of all denominations to get behind our projects and to help us fund the clearance of this site. So if anybody who is a Roman Catholic or a Christian or indeed of any faith wants to support this, we would be hugely grateful.
I was speaking there to James Cowan of the Halo Trust.